Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Good Morning Show. I'm Carrie Berry, here with your host, Ted.
Morning, friends. Grab a coffee and a smoke and your tinfoil hat today.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about the Mandela Effect.
A very popular one.
No, that's the Twilight Zone. Whatever.
It can feel like you're in the Twilight Zone sometimes.
Yeah, I'm not feeling too good right now. The boys and I are kind of coming down with something. Two little guys.
Bit of a cold coming through the house right now.
Yeah, it's because it was nice for a couple days and then it got real shitty again. And it's going to be nice tomorrow and it's going to be shitty again. And it's just, they're just poisoning the crap out of us. I'm seeing those crisscrosses in the sky. And every time they come around here, it seems like we get something. Somebody has some effect, and it's been like that for the past 2-3 years, I'd say, ever since COVID.
Yeah, I would say even before that, the winter before COVID was one of the worst for our family as far as sickness.
Yeah, well, we know the root of all evil is here in Racine, so they were probably testing some stuff out of us then. And they're probably doing it again now, so I bet you this pandemic shit's gonna come back around.
Get your vitamin C, everybody.
Yeah, get lots of vitamin C and stay healthy. Drink water. But guess who I saw today at the tobacco store?
Who?
Wigger Grandpa.
Really? From Parent Pickup?
Yes. Okay. Now, if you guys aren't familiar with the adventures of Wigger Grandpa, or Grandpa Wigger, whatever you want to call him, he's this guy, he's older than me, he's got to be in his early 50s. You could tell he's a Wigger because he color coordinates his sports clothing.
Yeah, his jersey.
Yeah, he's got, you know, if he's got a Yankees hat, he's all decked out in Yankees gear. If he's wearing a throwback 1981 Philadelphia Phillies sky blue abomination going on there, the whole outfit, including shoes, are like that. And his grandkids mixed. So I'm wondering, is the grandkid mixed because he's Wigger Grandpa and he's just been hanging out with black people and he married a black chick and obviously whatever, so he's got a black grandson? Or did he have a black grandson and became Wigger Grandpa in order to identify more with his grandson? I'm believing he was always a Wigger because at the tobacco store today, he was riding 10 speed. So he's like lost his license. In Wisconsin, it's the mark of a DUI or some other shenanigans that you've been doing if you're on a 10-speed. It's probably like that all around the country.
Yeah, I was going to say Indiana was like that too.
But out here in Wisconsin, you know who's got a DUI. Oh, he's got gray hair and he's riding a bike. He's going to the bar probably. Honestly, most of the guys are around here. You see on a bike, they're heading to a bar. But odds are they don't have a license.
Well, I had something really exciting happen this week. I actually ran into none other than Princess Kate Middleton.
Isn't she the Princess of England?
Actually, I think it's Wales.
I don't know what that is. But she's like the princess of like all Wales?
Yes.
Fucking Britain.
She's the princess of the sea.
That's what I was... Holy crap, dude. They have like no shame, do they? It's because they had a good navy, right? That's probably why they got like a prince and princess of Wales. Because they used to like... I don't know if you guys are familiar with the British Navy. But apparently they were big shit a couple hundred years ago before he beat the fuck out of them in the Revolutionary War. So yeah. So they declared themselves like the prince and princess of Wales? What about dolphins?
Probably because they swim in the ocean.
Okay.
But we didn't get into that.
Okay. What'd you guys get into?
We tackled some more hard-hitting questions than that. Would you...
Really? Did you guys...
like to hear the interview?
Talk about issues?
We did.
All right. Well, let's pop the sucker on.
Kate Middleton, thank you so much for joining me today.
All right. How's it going? Chip, chip, cheerio. Top of the morning to ya.
It is a beautiful day today, and I'm really excited.
Right, beautiful.
I'm really excited to interview you today. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.
That's fine, love. And ask away.
First, the question everyone wants to know. What is it like being married to Prince William?
It's fine. He ain't no reptile. Next question.
Okay, next question. Now that the Queen is dead, what did you really think of her?
She was a right old bint.
Okay, that's fair. What are your thoughts on Harry and Meghan?
That fucking cunts. Fuck right off.
Okay, and then I have kind of a tough question for you here. What is your position on World War III?
Gas the kikes, race war now, I gotta go!
Damn, babe, that's hard-hitting journalism.
It is, isn't it?
That's crazy. I know some people might jump to a strange conclusion that perhaps I was imitating Kate Middleton.
Oh, that's absolutely that's not
true.
The case.
That's not true at all. That's how she talks.
That was Kate Middleton.
Yeah, yeah, no. No, because that wasn't me. I was home.
Yeah, she actually recognized me in the grocery store. Yes, yes.
She a fan of the show?
She is.
Or just a Carrie Berry fan
She's
in general?
She's a big fan of the show and wanted to...
She wanted to hop on the GM show?
Be on the show, yeah.
That's badass. Yeah. Well, thanks, Princess of Dolphins or whatever. But
I do appreciate the interview. It was excellent having you.
Thank you. That's going to pop the ratings on this thing. Everybody should be all over this.
Absolutely.
Because, like, I thought she was, like, a clone or some shit.
Maybe.
Did you ask her?
She might be, no.
Oh, you know, I bet you did, but you're not going to say anything because it's, like, the journalist thing. That's pretty
She did need to leave really fast.
Really?
So
yeah, it's true. I guess World War III.
Had to get back down in her bunker.
Probably, yeah, because she's probably starting World War III. So, well, that's pretty crazy, but get this party started, woman.
Yeah, let's get on with the show. Before we do, we're going to take a little commercial break. We'll be right back after this.
From Slapahoe Falls, Wisconsin, Deep Dick's Beer brings to you American Heroes of Racism. This week's American Hero of Racism is Harry Reams, Frank Peters, or Ted Crawford. That's me, folks. And since it's my show, I can do whatever the hell I want. I'm not only racist online, but I'm also racist at the grocery store, the gas station, the tobacco store, and especially parent pickup. So here's to me, an American hero of racism. We salute me. From Slapahoe Falls, Wisconsin, Deep Dick's Beer brings to you American Heroes of Racism.
Happy anniversary, sweetie.
Babe? It's tomorrow.
No, today's the 15th.
Yeah, we were married March 16th.
No, the 15th. The Ides of March, remember? We were joking about that on the way to St. Olaf's to talk to Father Larry about the ceremony.
Honey, something strange. We were married at St. Darnell's by Father Mike.
No way. Are you serious? I could have sworn.
Look, here's our wedding program. March 16th, 2004, St. Darnell's, officiated by Father Mike.
Wow. Honey, this is a lot. I have a totally different date and place etched in my memory. I can't explain it.
Maybe it's the Mandela effect.
What's the Mandela effect?
The Mandela effect is when a number of people collectively remember an event differently than the rest of the populace. There's many different theories of what's actually causing it.
What do you think it is?
I think it's two different realities merging into a single reality.
So I might be from a different reality?
Possibly. Let's test it out. What year did Mandela die?
2013.
Nope, 1993. Does the Monopoly Man have a monocle?
No.
He does. Is it the Berenstain Bears or Berenstain Bears?
Berenstain Bears.
Steen. I don't know, honey. Looks like you're from a different reality.
Oh, no, this is a lot to take in, sweetie. One thing I do know is no matter what reality I'm in, I love you more than anything in the world.
I love you too, sweetie.
It is kind of scary, though, hon. What other differences am I going to discover? Will I be returned to my original reality? It's scary. It's terrifying. Which reality is the better one long term, you know?
I can't answer that, sweetie. Why don't we relax and turn on the TV? President Hitler will be addressing the nation. He's naming Senator George Zimmerman to his cabinet.
President Hitler? Sweet!
And now for Monster Truck Madness with Archie Hegsworth.
I got it from my boot tape. Monster truck, right? rocket monster truck. It's a rocket monster truck. So it can blow up a spaceship in here. It blew up and fly right in the sky. In the moon.
And now the news with Carrie and Ted.
All right, Carrie, what do we got in the news?
From NBC News, several young men have come forward in Atlanta stating that they were drugged, kidnapped, and then robbed of thousands of dollars.
Damn.
So what their stories have in common, they were at bars in Buckhead in Atlanta. If you're familiar, that's like the fancy...
Oh, really? Yeah, I've heard of it. I never really spent time in Atlanta when I was a kid, so it's like super rich. So, okay, so what's the punchline here, woman?
Well,
let's find out.
If there is a punchline.
Yeah, it's just not really good so far. I don't trying to be humorous about this.
About these guys? This is just incredibly.
So they just get robbed? They don't get like diddled or anything like that? I mean, it's bad enough to get robbed and drunk.
None of the reports, at least here. So what NBC has gathered, 8 men that they can confirm have alleged that this happened to them.
Okay.
And what their stories have in common, like basically what happens is they go unconscious at some point in the bar or like as they're leaving the bar. And then a couple of them kind of came to a little bit and then back out. And when they came to, they were in a car with strangers. And there was like one of them like holding them down.
Really?
One of the guys said that he was forced more...
Drug?
Some substance.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's scary. It's dangerous.
Then they wake up somewhere and they have somebody else's phone and somebody else's credit cards with them.
That's fucked up. So what? And they're cleaned out of money, obviously. All their...
Right, right. So also what's interesting, it's all via the phones of these guys.
Oh, so they have all their accounts attached to their phones and they're just probably doing some device, some like brute force hack or whatever, to steal all their info on the phone and then just cleaning out their accounts. It's like if they got our crypto wallets or something like that on our phones, they could have all our shit, provided they know passwords. But I mean, this operation's probably got some tech behind it. Well, who knows how suggestible you are in a drug state?
That's true, too. But one of the guys in the interview said that it seemed incredibly organized.
Yeah.
They knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
It was a group of people. So who knows how big of an operation it could be. Because yeah. NBC said that they were also gathering information about similar reports in New York. And then as they started to kind of try and gather as many cases as they could. They had close to 36, I think.
Holy shit.
Like 36.
Yeah.
Including 7 deaths.
Or ODs
but
or whatever.
Maybe. They didn't get into the detail of what caused the deaths.
Yeah.
The New York part was like a side note because this is really focused on Atlanta. But
so how are the drugs initially getting into them? I mean, there's a lot of ways. It doesn't have to be a drink. It could be like a physical spray in your face, a needle, real quick, a little pinprick.
Yeah. I mean, it could be anything. The ones that volunteered what they thought it was thought that their drink had been spiked, right?
Mm.
And then they suddenly were feeling way more drunk than they should be feeling, or
what,
like
what
dizzy.
Was the, I could tell, yeah. This is that's an age old, it's like Shanghai in somebody, pretty much.
Yeah.
They're Shanghaiing them for their shit right now instead of selling them into slavery.
Yeah.
So, like, what? I'm thinking Eastern European mafia.
Well, who knows?
That's my thought here initially, because this is like one of those Romanian mobs crypto scams where they do that. Because you need to check Interpol, really, honestly, because I feel like I've heard about this crime happening in Romania on the biz board.
Yeah.
In 4chan, when they were talking about keeping your keys safe for your crypto, that the Romanian mob was doing a setup like that, that they weren't using like a drugging, they were literally like taking you in, kidnapping you from a bar or whatever or wherever you're at and taking you to a room and just kind of threatening to cut pieces off you or your family to you, give them your keys, your seed phrases, all your Which, those are like what makes your crypto yours. Mm-hmm. They're your secret passwords that open your vault, you know, of riches. So you got to treat it like that. If somebody has your password, your seed phrase, whatever, your keys, that's their fucking crypto.
Right. Fortunately for us, we just lose ours all the time.
Yeah. So just think about that on if you got like Coinbase or something. If it's not your wallet, not your keys, if you don't hold those keys, it's not your crypto. They could jack you for your shit. And what are you going to do? They did it to me. Fucking took all my Songbird drop, left me with nothing.
Yeah, Coinbase.
Yeah, Cuckbase. More like it.
It's all stable coins on Coinbase anyway.
Yeah. So what's up with this then?
Further, what's interesting is, so there were several bars in Atlanta where this happened. NBC reached out to the bars to see if they could get information from them. Only two responded, but both said that they haven't heard anything about it from these guys nor the police.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, something's up here.
And then the police are like, we're aware of the cases and we're taking them very seriously, but all of the cases are still open.
Well, this is Atlanta too.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, there is a serious thing to be said about it.
They're like, you didn't lose any limbs? All right, we got other things to deal with.
Yeah, it's Black Run.
Well,
first of all, that too. You gotta get the fuck out of there. Because of that, because the incompetence will be incredible. We're seeing that in a lot of parts of the country. Who's that mayor of Dalton, Illinois? Tiffany something?
What's going on there?
Oh, she's like, she's a total queen. Okay. Like, literal, like, Queen Negress of this little town in Illinois. And she's like used like campaign funds and city funds to make a music video. I mean, she routinely pouts and yells at the city council and does all this. She's has this huge security detail. She's pretty much Queen Negress. Like, just think about that term, and that's what's going on there. So it's like a crisis of, you know, Black leadership. I hated any time I was ever under it, whatever form.
Well, what that
brings, not a natural place for me.
What that brings to my mind, there was a town, it was out in Michigan, but it wasn't the Flint, Michigan water situation. It was after that. It was more recent. I want to say it was like maybe a year ago this time, or May a year ago.
Okay.
But I wish I could remember. Regardless, in any of these cases, the water was orange or whatever the hell is going on there, right? And then you look at the board and it's all Black. In this particular case, there was one maybe white.
Iffy. She's probably early life check.
Exactly. Well, I would
guess. Were your J senses kicking?
Yes.
If your J senses are kicking.
That was my first thought. It was my first thought. In the article, it was being presented as though the reason this was happening was because of racism.
Yeah.
Because whites had taken their money out of the town.
Yeah, that's always what they say.
Something
when we,
along
when
those
we
lines,
leave,
or we're not
a murder zone.
Finding,
you know,
it, regardless of that, as a person who has some financial knowledge, my first question in that situation is, who does your budgeting? What does your budget look like? Because money needs to go to.
Yeah.
Certain things.
It can't go to your cousin and your baby mama.
Right.
You know, that's
and,
tax
and
money.
You're a servant of the people.
Yeah.
So if you get paid $30,000 in order for your people to have drinking water,
yeah,
that's the way that it is.
Blacks look at it as being elected a king or queen. They do about any position of power, really, is like some kind of like royalty shit. There's not a whole lot of head down kind of like leading and stuff. There has been cases, I've seen it. This is a really excellent Black leaders. Not shitting you, like in the military and stuff like that. There's a couple of NCOs stand out, you know, especially in my eyes.
And
but
that guy from Tanzania, right? That got killed?
Oh, yeah. Was it Tanzania? Yeah. Yeah, he, was he the one who did the papaya?
Yes.
That
yes,
was
he
great.
Did the COVID
they whacked
testing.
His ass. Yeah, he wouldn't do the, he wouldn't go for their shit.
Yeah,
and they
he did
killed
the COVID
his ass.
Testing on like a goat, right? And
yeah, a goat,
fruits.
A papaya, right. A bunch of stuff, and they all came back, you know, COVID positive.
Right, exactly.
All were positives. And yeah. Then his ass was dead a couple months later.
Yeah,
they tried some
after?
Corruption scandal, I think, and it didn't take, so they killed his ass. Because I think I remember a blurb where, like, his brother had embezzled, and then you never heard anything more of it. And then the man passed away, yeah, in his sleep or some shit. Yeah, okay.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Anyway.
Anyways.
Let's... What? Did you have something more to say on the topic?
About this whole thing?
Yeah, everything we've discussed.
Yeah, this is really messed up. I would bet it's definitely organized. I would say Eastern European. If this is being done in these cities, maybe the brothers are getting involved. It's Atlanta. I would think that their organized crime down there would be, you know, black, well, Jewish, but, you know, black mafia, whatever the hell it is. Whether they're gangs or fucking whatever. You know, I don't really care. Organized crime. But I would go Eastern European because it seems like they've been perfecting that over there. So maybe they bring it over here. Or somebody else could be copying it too. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know the criminal underworld of Atlanta and New York.
See, the article didn't have any description of what the people may have looked like.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's not really a way to tell too. You can hire people to do certain things. But 7 deaths out of New York, that's pretty...
Yeah, they're pretty aggressive then, and they don't care if you live or die.
It's 1 of 5. So those people in Atlanta are lucky. Yeah. One of them's lucky, because one of them should be dead, because they're the way they're fucking it up. Mm-hmm. They're not dosing them correctly. I don't know. I've never done this before, so... But it seems like a good plan. So maybe I got a little retirement action going. One big score.
One
and then
big
I can
score.
Retire, baby.
Next article.
Yep, that's right.
All right. From the AP, a settlement has been reached in which Florida teachers are now able to discuss sexual orientation and gender identity. Under a new bill, don't say gay.
So they are allowed to do
they
all this shit.
They are allowed to now.
All this crap that the DeSantis, mm-hmm. like, ran on, that's what the conservatives always... They always do this shit. They give you some half-assed bullshit. It's why all these psyops work. Well, they work everywhere, but especially on the conservatards, like that, what's the redneck chick? That's a whole psyop in itself.
The redhead chick on Twitter?
No, the one chick with the catfish. She's a redneck and some sand negress, some Lebanese woman was like, oh, American women are gross. This bitch is a dude. She's like a tomboy. She attacked this like redneck tomboy chick.
Oh.
And everybody came to her. I just yelled at her and said, don't talk about white women. You know, I don't fucking.
Okay. I think maybe I saw that.
So it's a whole bunch of bullshit. But now
she's like a cute little Southern girl, right?
Yeah, but
she's picking on.
But she's a fucking plant. Black Rifle Coffee. She's got that bullshit in her fucking hand. She's wearing. It's obviously all these. They're influencers,
mm-hmm.
and the right falls for it just as hard as every little fucking Zoomer listening to whatever gay fucking rapper is mm-hmm. supposedly the pinnacle of rap, right? Or whatever. Whatever gay band 12-year-old girls are listening to.
Well, I mean, the point there, we are also susceptible to being fooled.
Yeah.
Being deceived by...
The enemy.
The things that are shown to us. The information mm-hmm. that we're given.
Yeah.
Because I catch myself getting kind of, you know,
caught up in something.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about something.
Yeah.
Like, then, I'm getting farmed.
Exactly.
I'm getting an engagement farmed. That's why I didn't want to connect with her. I said something. I think I quote tweeted her. With some I don't fucking even know, some shit talking. But I didn't want to, like, get any further because, like, mm-hmm. she's a blue check. So anyway, she would be getting, it was obviously an engagement farming statement.
Yeah.
So, but now that's all anybody could talk about. No, look who's super famous right now. This fucking redneck chick who's probably like, trans rights in a couple mm-hmm. years. Like, our trannies are the best trannies. Yeehaw. ride my catfish. Wee-wee. I'm serious. It's always going to be a caricature of what the Jews want us to look like. Like that Oliver Anthony, whatever the fuck that big redheaded dude who was singing that song.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like right away you just could tell about that he was like bullshit. And then it comes out that he's like pretty libtarded. I ain't no conservative. You know, I don't sing me a song. And I get what he's saying, but that's not a novel statement, man. We've been living that shit since cocksucker fucking Bush. Oh, we've been living this nightmare forever, but since that jagoff Bush and his faggot buddies crashed the economy 2008, you know, it's been really in a decline. So that sentiment isn't just for one place, it's everywhere. That desperation is everywhere. That overworked and underpaid is everywhere in this world, I would say right now. Because there's people making big bucks who should be making bigger bucks.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? And there's a bunch of non-producing, non-doing anything cocksuckers who didn't even start these companies and run them. That's one thing I think we can all get together on, but I don't want to be around any of these motherfuckers. So, okay, go on. Sorry, I'm getting off on a little...
Hey, that's what we're here for.
A little dark side.
The law that DeSantis pushed through was known as the Parental Rights and Education Act.
Okay. They didn't want people telling their fucking kids that they were like butt plug gender queers, fucking unicorns and shit like that, and demisexual fucking other kin dragon fags or something. I don't. Mm-hmm. And now you can.
Right, exactly. Well, the law prohibited instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in early grades.
Okay.
Specifically, early grades. Civil rights attorneys sued the Florida education officials on behalf of the teachers.
Of course.
Well, the teachers, the students, and parents, of course, you know. And they said that it was unconstitutional. But the federal judge in Tallahassee overturned it and said that they had no standing to sue.
Okay.
So they stated that they were going to take it to the appellate court.
Okay.
But were able to come to this agreement with the Republicans or whatever.
Of course. Oh, no, you can now. Because that was the most, I bet you that whatever is left in that bill that's going to be enforced is a bunch of fucked up fat.
Things
it'll be like, you know, over. Like money for somebody's startup. You know, it'll be just all the typical bullshit. So all the stuff that the people wanted, that the only reason that people pushed for this to get passed, you take away and watch. Look at all the other bullshit in there.
Right. So this agreement, now the teachers aren't allowed to teach about gender identity and sexual orientation. It can't be in their lesson plan.
But they could be like, oh, I was like chugging like 25 cocks this weekend.
Yes, exactly. It's crazy. They can do that.
25 and then 5 of them have AIDS. How many didn't have AIDS?
And they...
Oh shit, I taught math. The cops come in and shoot her. If you just wouldn't have fucking used a math lesson, you'd have been okay. Seriously. Fucking DeSantis.
So
there were so many people chugging his wang. Okay.
About all of that, yeah. Well, he called this a win. He said that this agreement is a win because they can't instruct little kids on sexual identity and orientation. But they can have books about it in the classroom, and it can be a topic of conversation. And the teachers.
So nothing changed. So it's a bunch of Jewish loopholes.
Yes, exactly. They can have. One of the things that the article really demonized about what that law had done was that teachers were unsure of what they were allowed to do and not allowed to do. Did they have to remove all of the stickers that are rainbows from the children's
classroom? That's the faggiest shit I've ever heard. You know, if it's like something the kids would pull on us. You know, to like try to... But so I gotta do everything? I can't have any toys?
Right, exactly.
No, just the fucking ones on the floor. You know what I'm talking about.
Guess we gotta get rid of all the stickers.
Yeah. You know what happens when you do... You like, Yes, we're fucking removing everything. Because you opened your stupid... No, I wouldn't know. Because you opened your yap. Not stupid yap. That would be really mean.
You would never talk to the boys like that.
I would never be mean to my children. Yeah, I'd tell them. Get your ass in line.
Right. You're just...
What the fuck's going on in here?
Goose. You're just gruff with them.
I'm just gruff with them. I love them. I'm a little wolf pack. But yeah, I mean... So nothing happened. It's just like Jewish loopholes and a bunch of fucking pork.
Yeah.
For special interests and favors for people. DeSantis looks like a fucking dickhead anyways. What were you saying, woman?
I was saying, let's go to the next article.
All right, let's move on out of here.
From USA Today, a Nebraska woman was arrested for using some kind of a loophole on her gas rewards card and stealing more than 7,000 gallons of gas.
Damn. I don't know what to say to that. I don't know how to judge that.
It is a tough one, isn't it?
That's a tough one, man.
It seems like something that such an ordinary person would just do if it worked.
Yeah, what if you need it? Maybe she got greedy with it, probably.
She did.
Well, 7,000 gallons.
Yes. Yeah. She was also selling gas to other people.
Oh, well. So then I don't
feel
bad.
Then they started really looking for her. I don't know. There's not a picture or description
Nebraska?
Of her.
I mean,
never
I hope
know.
Not.
Never know.
But probably.
Could go either way.
Yeah. Jeez, that's where she fucked up, for at least for me, if I'm the judge, which I wouldn't be. You can't. There's nothing you can do. She's selling it. That's...
Yeah.
It's not a loophole anymore. She knows what she's doing.
Right, and now she's making money on it.
Yeah.
Rather than just getting gas. So there was an update to this
update. Rewards That's like card. A Robert Stack voice. Update. Okay.
An update to the rewards card. In November 2022, the company didn't realize that it was allowing people to swipe their card two times at the gas station. If you swipe it twice, I guess there's like a demo mode that it can go into.
No.
If you switch into the demo mode, all of the gas is free.
Okay, so I'm saying that there's something more here. This is like an installer giving Mama a tip. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And Mama fucks it up for everybody. Because as an installer, I could see how easy that would happen. You know, just a little something he figures out, he knows how to do. Okay, you need to go into demo mode. You swipe your card twice. And he's got his installer's card, you know, his company card. It's, you know, in his toolbox or something like that, or on his belt. And he told somebody. And she fucked it up for everybody. Likely it was being done
by a lot of people.
By a lot of people that knew. Maybe not a lot of people. But she fucks it up by selling them. That means they must have been investigating this then. If she's selling the gas.
They had to have been, because they caught her while she was doing it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they could see from security.
That's not a crime a cop stumbles on. She swiped it twice.
Right.
They were like waiting for her to do this again.
They were like watching for it.
My guess is she had a chance where they would have just let it go. Or it broke. What broke that $5,000? Whatever the felony is for theft.
Well, I know that credit card companies will pursue fraud if it's more than $500.
Okay. Maybe they're just getting a big enough case trying to trap everybody in this thing. See how she was working it, if there's any... Who knows? You know, like I said, I'm not a judge or a cop.
It reminds me, I used to...
Not a cop.
I used to wait tables at a place where the bills were usually relatively the same.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody would have like one dinner or two dinners. Yeah. So it was really easy for people to double drop a check, which means somebody came in at lunch, two people. They have two lunch meals, two Cokes. You have a second table that comes in, two lunch meals, two Cokes. You give them the first table's receipt and never ring it in. And if they pay with a card, then you have to go ring it in.
Okay.
If they pay with cash,
you pocket that cash.
I never did it. I couldn't do it. So I wouldn't be able to do this gas thing.
Yeah,
but so many people were doing it. It just blew me away when I found out who all was doing it. Somebody was telling me I should. So that's how I found out about it. Somebody was like cluing me in on it and like suggesting that I do it. And I just kind of blew it off.
Yeah, that's not something you would
but
do. I could never
in the
see
back of my
that.
Mind, I'm like, my head's exploding because I can't believe that she would do that. And then somebody ended up getting in trouble. Somebody got caught. And it was somebody I didn't even know was doing it.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that just shows
so
you
no,
how
I,
many
yeah,
people.
Corruption's...
It's insane.
It's a rot that sets in like mold. And it just, given the proper conditions, you know, it will spread. And everybody, you'll see
opportunity.
A lot of people being corrupted by that kind of shit. Which sucks because... You're jacking somebody up.
Right. Along the way.
Anytime you're stealing shit, you're jacking somebody up. I just don't like it. Just doing it itself, it's slimy. It builds up and civilization inevitably collapses.
Right. It's just not right.
No, it's not. So it's pretty messed up, though.
Yeah.
We got her ass.
Yeah.
I want to see a picture of this lady. I gotta.
I think we'll have to stay tuned.
Yeah. Stay tuned on another update for this one. Maybe with her face. And I'll see if she is.
It
does seem kind of like, I don't know, Nebraska.
It just seems to me like something that any ordinary person might do.
But she got into business for herself.
Yeah.
And then didn't use it when she needed it. That's what that kind of loophole's for. It's for when you're broke as shit, but you got to get to work and you need gas in your car. Being there, it sucks.
It does suck.
It blows. So I could see that. You know, as manna from heaven, this lady's like, I'm gonna use this gift and make some money from it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I can quit my job.
And the Lord was like, you dumb shit. Yeah, maybe I can quit I got free gas. I can quit. What a dipshit, though. Ruining it for the rest of everybody else.
Yeah, I'm sure she wasn't expecting to be arrested.
No, probably. No, hell no. Mm-hmm. Hell no, she thought she could just...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like, oh, it's a loophole? What? You weren't charging me for it? You do that, and it's a real hard public relations disaster if you go after someone if they say that. Like, this bitch was selling our gas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not smart.
Not smart at all.
Got caught. Yeah. And that's all I've got for the news.
Well, all right, Carrie Bear, we're going to go into the schizo zone right now because I got a little something I want to talk about.
Let's warm it up.
You are now entering the Schizo Zone.
All right, I want to talk about the Mandela Effect.
Huh, this is a popular one.
And it's, in a nutshell, it's people remembering something a specific way, but society or the establishment saying, no. For example, it's Mandela's day he died.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people remember it long before it ever happened. I could have sworn he died in prison, like in the 90s. And apparently, no, I don't really know or care when he actually died, but it wasn't then. And a lot of people have a lot of theories on why. And they range from the mundane to, you know, they range from swamp gas to Galactic Federation of Light. That's the spectrum. Okay, that would be a great, we should do the schizo spectrum and just to see how psyop the story is.
I like that.
You know, what is it, just like, were they just completely, the excuses, like I said, just swamp gas, the most, or you didn't see anything, swamp gas from Venus reflecting off something, all the way till, we'll say, the Pleiadian ship waiting on the dark side of the moon to come for the great Draco War, whatever the fucking star seeds are talking about this week. I've noticed Mandela effects, but they're not often the ones that people have noticed. And there's a lot of common ones, and we'll go through that here shortly. We'll go through a few. We're not going to run the whole fucking gamut. I got like 40 of them or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just normal ones.
Yeah, there's a couple that really fuck me up.
Yeah, and which ones for you are the ones that really kind of knock you on your ass?
Berenstain Bears.
Yeah, that is the first time I ever
had a hard time with that,
thought
one.
There was something to this.
Because mm-hmm.
I don't have all of them. Because I can't honestly say what I remember. If I see, like for instance, Febreze.
Yeah.
Some people have it spelled with two E's. Some people have it with the E that it is now, just one E. I couldn't tell you. It's not something I would have cared about. Like I said, yeah, that one got me. The one that really got me was Berenstain Bears. Because it's Berenstain Bears. I remember it because I knew they were Jewish. I remember this thing, there was like, they had a Christmas episode or something, like a Christmas book. And I remember, but their last name, and I'm not saying I wasn't J-woke, but I knew that Bergsteins and Bernsteins mm-hmm. were fucking Jewish people, usually. And not always, you know, but to me at that age when I was 12 or 13 or something like that, I just thought that they were Jewish because their name was Steen. And I read those books to my my little cousins. I would babysit them and stuff like that. So I did see them a lot. And that's what it freaking was. And then there are people who tell you, no, it was Berenstain. But I, as a dork kid who was very into pronouncing everything correctly, mm-hmm. and I had a decent vocabulary as a child, there's no, I would have called them the Berenstain Bears.
Right, I would have too. And I was really into those
books. You was,
I
yeah.
I was really
you
into
was,
those
and
books.
You especially with your attention to detail like that. You would have called them the Berenstain Bears. You would have been calling people out who referred to them as the Berenstain Bears.
Well, why would anybody refer to them that way anyway?
If
it was Stain.
Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't make any sense. The other one that really messes with me is that Sally Field never said, "You like me, you really like me."
I have seen that
clip. Because I swear to God,
clip.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly she didn't. And Luke, I am your father. I swear to God that was the line. I remember having like an argument about it with one of my friends in seventh grade. And what sticks out to me is that I was wrong in the argument and she was right.
Mm-hmm.
And she was right in saying that he says, "Luke, I am your father."
What'd you think?
Because
you said?
I watched it back. I thought that he said Luke twice. I thought it was like Luke, like to get his attention. I am your father, Luke. like that? And she was like, no, it's just Luke, I am your father. And I watched it back.
And it was.
And she was right and I was wrong.
See?
And then now that's not what the line was at all.
Yeah, that one got me. Fruit of the Loom with a cornucopia or not. I swear to God it had one. Something did, but like I said, I didn't pay attention to. A lot of these I think are mundane and they're to trap you in the, you know, what I always talk about, the polarity of any situation. So, oh no, it's this, oh no, it's that. Get people from actually talking about what it could be. Is it like a psyop on us? Is this a simulation and the fucking background just changed? Is this, people want two timelines colliding because of CERN? I don't know, because when you start getting in there, then you get into my whole, it sounds like Hollywood bullshit, then it is Hollywood bullshit.
But you can't explain away people finding like an old VHS that does say Berenstain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I lean towards simulation, because that would be stuff that would be written over, mm-hmm. or rewritten.
Right.
And then you'd have those tiny little files tucked away that didn't get overwritten yet because they haven't been shown to the simulation.
Mm-hmm. Right, it hasn't been exposed yet.
Yeah, but to the AI that runs it.
Because I have heard that argument, but they're not going in and changing all of everybody's little kids' books from that you donated to the library or whatever. Yeah. You know, like the CIA is not coming in and swapping stuff out.
Yeah, it's not the CIA, and it might be them Dark City dudes. I don't know if you've ever seen that. We need to watch that movie.
I've not seen it.
It's pretty much what happens is, like, there's these people that live in the city. It turns out to be like a simulation, but like a real life one where it's physically reset at night. They put you to sleep and then they move you and change you and then like do something to overwrite your memories. And this guy like doesn't get his overwrite and figures it out. Yeah, okay. They're pretty creepy.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, they're all like pale and Men in Black kind of shit. It's really good. It's really good, Carrie. We should watch that. It'd be kind of fun to do a watch party, but fuck that. No, I start talking too much over a movie and everybody's mad at me. It's a movie you don't really want to miss a whole lot, and you don't want to fucking have a watch party, so that was a dumb idea. It's my only dumb idea I think I've had in a long time.
Maybe ever.
Ever. And then you know what? It's probably a good idea. It's so dumb, it's good. God. Getting towards a simulation. Yeah, nobody's sneaking in the houses and, you know, changing people's underwear and books like that. That's not happening. So it's something else.
Something with the fabric of reality.
The nature of reality itself. And it's got to be something that happens. Is this something that's always happened throughout history?
Maybe.
And just, we don't know about it.
You know, I bet that's what it is. Because I always feel like the resets, the cataclysms, mm-hmm. the death rays that are lighting things on fire all the time these days. Maybe they don't control all of that stuff.
No, it's like...
But they want us to think that they do.
So
like even with the Mandela
effect,
right? Like this is happening and it's something natural that does happen as timelines converge or whatever. Yeah. We don't know what it is. But the controllers know about it. It's some of that information that they don't give to us. So they don't control it, but they want to make it seem like they do, like the Wizard of Oz.
Exactly. Because it's all deception. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like my whole thing with the Samson option that the Israel has. Oh, they got nukes like under every city or aimed at every country. Bullshit. They'd have used them.
Yeah, right?
They'd have used them. At least one. And maybe we don't know who does it.
They wouldn't be able to use
it
themselves.
That's how they would have started 9/11. They would have needed a goddamn to do all that bullshit with the planes or whatever the hell it was they did. Whatever it was they did.
Yeah,
doesn't
it was
matter.
A ceremony.
Doesn't matter. 3,000 people died and everything changed. That's all that matters. Doesn't matter how it happened. We know who fucking did it. That's the thing. But yeah, I believe they just have an idea how things work and they roll with it. If you had somebody doesn't have the instruction manual to a machine and you have the instruction manual, maybe you don't know how to build the fucking machine, but you know how to operate it or what it's going to do under certain parameters. Even if you don't understand the whole manual, you're way far. And especially if you're telling the people who don't have the manual, like you're giving them a different manual. That's all the wrong shit to do. That's like what the elites do.
They know how life works to a point where they can maximize it for themselves. And they teach all the lower orders the wrong way to do everything that keeps them stupid and enslaved and in the muck. And that's the problem because... But then again, maybe they've tried to uplift the fucking tards and it doesn't work, you know, because nobody's ready for shit like that.
Well, that is something that comes back to my mind again and again when I am faced with the reality of how absolutely stupid the average person really is.
Yeah.
I think to myself, wow, can I really blame my enemy for what they do?
Right.
But what I can blame them for is the illness.
You know what?
The evil things that
they do. Okay, so you're keeping some fucking dipshits from really messing shit up. You're fucking with myself and my children and my family.
Right.
I don't care about your intentions. You're shitting on me right now. You need to stop shitting on me.
They could be good shepherds.
Shit on them? I don't give a fuck. They could. Not. Yeah.
They are wolves.
They are. They are wolves.
But no, now your little boys are the wolves.
Yep.
So there's going to be a wolf fight.
Wolf fight. No furry shit, though. They're not going to wear, like, costumes or any of that bullshit.
No, they're shapeshifters.
No, they might wear some really sweet wolf, like, t-shirts where they're howling at the moon, like a tie-dyed shirt with, like, a wolf decal kind of, like, iron-on.
That would be really cute.
That's the most Wisconsin shirt ever. Anything with howling wolves is, like, that's Wisconsin.
We need to get those. Yeah. Boys.
Yeah, we do. Actually, we should get him some badass wolf howling t-shirts. They're pretty based. Yeah, but getting back to the Mandela effect. So we don't know the nature of reality to begin with, and we're probably taught wrong mainstream. So yeah, they probably just know how the things work. It's cyclical. It's like a machine, and it does stuff. You know, like I always thought a lot of these dudes, they're not Jewish space lasers. They're not doing that crap. It's happening. They're going to zap a certain... They know it. This thing goes off. Or they know based on whatever this machinery does that it's going to start fires here. That's just what it does. And they capitalize on it. Or who knows? They might have a little bit of control over where they go. Maybe they hacked into something. I don't know. I don't know how it works. But I do know that the Mandela effect is a real thing. Because
yeah,
I have one that I thought was just retard shit on my part. My grandma used to send me... like cutouts from the Chicago Tribune all the time, like little articles or comic strips that she found that related to me, or articles that she thought I'd find interesting. She would always send them to me.
That's so sweet.
Like when the Bulls won, she would send me the newspaper and all the cutout from like the Bulls run, you know, one of their six runs in the 90s. Even when I was like in my early 20s, she would still send them to me. And there was a coupon for a place called Chick. Phil, and it was the exact logo and writing of Chick-fil-A, but instead of the, you know, the dash F-I-L dash A, it was dash A dash F-I-L. And I remember it crystal clear because I thought it was such a stupid name for a restaurant. I'd never heard of Chick-fil-A before.
Mm-hmm.
Like never.
Yeah,
they weren't,
we really
they weren't around. Yeah, they're very new phenomena up here in the past few years. But back in the 90s, it was Chick-fil. And I said that on a thread about the Mandela effect a couple of years back. And there's like two other people who remember it being that.
Was that on poll?
No, that was actually on Twitter, oddly enough.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, it was one of the accounts I had where I was like deep, just mostly doing schizo stuff. So I was like really with a whole group of like total transvestigators and shit like that. You know, like real hard, like nothing is real kind of mofos.
But two guys remember it like that, too?
Yeah, two other people. Some lady and some dude. Yeah, they both said they remember it like that.
See, and I can't say because I didn't know what Chick-fil-A was until I was, like, almost 30 or something.
Yeah. But that was the thing. Yeah, I was in my 20s then, and I had never heard of the restaurant at all. Like I said, I saw this thing, and I just thought it was a dumb, like was the other guy's name Phil? I didn't know why it was a Phil. It was just, it was weird. And I remember thinking in my head and having it for a while, having it like folded up in, I think it was in like a comic strip, was on the bag, like a motivational one. My grandma would send me like a Calvin and Hobbes or something that was funny. And it's my grandma. You know, I'd like fold it up, put it in my wallet, you know, and I'll keep it around me, keep the good grandma energy. And I remember I just checked it a couple times before I eventually cleaned my wallet and it said Chick-fil-A. And then a couple years later, a few years later, here comes Chick-fil-A.
And I remember seeing that the first time and thinking that was some rip-off restaurant.
Of the one that you had
Chick-fil-A.
Seen.
Like, yeah, wow, they really, like, ripped this motherfucker off. Or that they changed their name or something like that. And I could never find any information that they changed their name in the 90s or whatever.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it was very strange. But that's one that really, that's one that hit home with me because nobody else had it. And I knew for a fact that I remembered it that way and nobody remembered it. It's just weird. Whatever it is, I think it might just be a natural part of life. We'd have to figure that out. Yeah. Somebody knows.
I saw an article a while back that was going through various Mandela effects, but also stating that some of them have been switching back. Like, they've been, like, going back and forth.
Absolutely. You have, like, you know, not just Mandela's death day. See, this is funny, too, because this one says that people distinctly remember him dying in prison in the 1980s.
And you said the 90s.
I said it was the 90s. It would have had to have been the 90s based on where I'm having this memory. I'm, you know, older. I'm a, mm-hmm. I'm a teenager. You know, like an older teen, you know, almost like ready to go in the army. Or I thought it was like, I want to say 93 or 94. I could have sworn I was, you know, driving and stuff like that. So I just have a distinct memory about seeing it on TV. You know, I was standing in there with the keys in my hand. Yeah, these people are saying, you know, he died in prison in the 80s. And then, you know, everybody else like, oh no, he died in 2013. So that's all weird. Jif peanut butter, mm-hmm. not Jiffy. I swear to God, it's Jiffy.
See, I thought it was two different brands. I thought there was a Jiffy.
Yeah, yeah. I thought Jif was like some Jif light version later. Of it.
Right.
Like, oh, Jif, it's like a light version of Jiffy. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, some like weight loss shit. That was my initial thought when I saw Jif. It was like Jiffy.
I just thought it was a different brand. Yeah. But I did remember Jiffy.
Mm-hmm. So do I. Yeah. I remember. Yeah. Absolutely remember it. Looney Tunes. The tunes being spelled like, you know, like normal instead of like T-O-O-N-S. I'm iffy on this one because I think the whole tunes thing, Roger Rabbit's overwriting my memory with that. You know?
Yeah, I don't remember that one. They call
it Tunes and Toontowns. But obviously, Berenstain Bears, we talked about that one. Curious George's Tale. Never read those books as a kid. So never. I thought he was gay. That was stupid.
See, I did. That's another one I was okay. really into.
Sorry, I'm a girl. You're a girl, though. You're not gay and stupid, baby. I love you.
I'm a girl. But my mom also got, there were these little videos of it that was just, it was the pages of the book with the narrator talking over it.
Yeah.
And if you had asked me, I would have said he had a tail.
I see. There's one part of me feels like I've seen him hanging from something with a tail, because I didn't like him, but I remember like my little cousins had him and stuff like that. And, you know, you're babysitting mm-hmm. him and shit. They want you to read him Curious George. You read him right. Curious George. I could have sworn he was like hanging from his tail, eating bananas or some shit. I don't know. Maybe there's a story about Detroit
Why
or something.
Why wouldn't he have a tail?
That's exactly.
Really weird.
Sex and the City. I don't know about this one because I didn't really care about it.
See,
at all.
This one's weird.
I
would have
said
to
Sex
too.
In the City.
I did think that it was Sex in the City.
Yeah, yeah, so did I.
Right? And what?
Sex and
But it is Sex and the City. No, I thought it was Sex in the City.
Yeah, because it was about having sex.
But that
in
one
the
was
city.
Even kind of recent. Like, it was Sex in the City in 2003.
Okay, I could, yeah, totally see
It was
that.
Sex in the City. And the reason I know that was that I was at a friend's house and she had like the box set.
Mm-hmm.
And we had like nothing to watch. And so we were watching
that.
So we watched like, I watched like seasons of it.
It's horrible. Have that in your head. Now, here's another one. Febreze. We talked about that earlier. I don't know about this one, but I feel like I would never have called it Febreze like I would have called it Febreze.
Right. Just even making fun of it.
Yeah. So, but maybe I saw a commercial first. So I can't tell you anything about that because I don't remember that the logo with the two E's.
See, that's something that my eyes could even like, if there were two E's, my eyes could just lump them together like in my mind as I'm looking at it. So that's a difficult one for me to remember.
Oscar Mayer. I always thought it was Oscar Meyer. I thought it was M-E-Y-E-R.
Yeah.
So, you know that stupid song, the jingle they had? Oh, I see. My dad would sing that like to be an asshole.
Just
like if it was like bedtime.
To annoy you?
Yeah, yeah. Like if he was like sent us to bed and we were like, didn't want to go to bed.
That's funny. That makes me think of how little Archie reacts when I sing.
Stop saying that.
I don't want to hear that in my ears right now.
Skechers? I can't. Is it sketch like you would, you know, actually the proper spelling of the word or without the T.
See, I would think that there's a T. Yeah. And there's supposedly not. Yeah, it doesn't look right without the T.
It doesn't. It doesn't look right without the T. So there's that. Fruit Loops. Yeah, I don't. It was always Fruit Loops with the two O's. That is right. I'm from that universe. From that universe. Monopoly Man's monocle. Don't care. Can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Just don't care. Pikachu's tail. Nope, that'd be Pokemon. That is gay.
I'd say I'm too old.
Yeah, don't care.
I'm like 1 or 2 years too old.
If you're interested in the Pikachu's tail, sorry.
You're young.
I'm not going to talk about it. We don't do Pokemon on the show. It's for personal religious reasons. The hyphen in Kit Kat. Don't know about that one. A hyphen between the kit and the cat.
I would feel like there is. That's just weird to me.
I'm from the universe where they're actually called Kit Kat Candy, and candy spelled with a K.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm from that world. President Hitler's favorite candy. He's still
president.
In my universe. Yeah, I woke up to Barack Obama back in 2013. It was horrible. Horrible. But yeah, some people say there's a hyphen. I don't know.
I think so.
Probably. If the Jews are telling you there's no hyphen.
No, there's probably a hyphen.
Fruit Loom. Yeah. Sorry, homie. There was a cornucopia up in that bitch. I remember Tidy Whiteys from... when I was a kid, having Fruit Loom Tidy Whiteys. I remember the package and opening it up and stuff like that. There was a cornucopia. Take President Hitler away and my cornucopia. Cheez-Its is another one. I don't remember. Is there a Z on the end of it or isn't there? Is it Cheez-It or Cheez-Its the Z? Don't care.
Yeah.
This seems to be like...
I don't know.
Same thing with Double Stuff.
Oreos. Like they say, it either has one F or two.
Yeah. Don't care.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, so C-3PO having a silver leg.
That one also doesn't sit right with me. I feel like we would remember that.
I would have known because the action figure.
Well, and it would have been like one of those facts that you would have known as a kid. And if the action figure was different than it was in the movie, you would totally have known that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And we do have that action
figure. We have it around here somewhere as a Christmas ornament sometimes. Okay, here's a weird one. Chartreuse. I did think it was a magenta pink color, but apparently it's a shade of green.
Okay, that does seem strange.
That is very strange because I remember seeing something described like a room with that those colored curtains and like highlights on like something, and they described the curtains and the highlights in the room's paint or wallpaper as chartreuse. So where does this green shit come from? Because it wasn't. So whatever, man. This is crazy. Yeah, there's just so many of them. But what is it?
What do you think?
I think it's just a simulation override. I don't know if it's like a... I don't want to go into like timelines and alternate, but it could be...
Well, some people believe that the timelines are like collapsing into one timeline. Maybe the ultimate timeline.
Mm-hmm. As long as it's good for us, then I'm good with it. If it's not, I'll fight it till the end. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. It doesn't really matter.
No.
I guess, in our day-to-day.
Yeah. None of this crap, man. It's not like suddenly like I have like... a blonde crew cut, or I'm 6'4". Would that be okay? No, I think it'd be a pain in the ass going from like my height to like all of a sudden hopping up like 6 inches. That'd be a pain. I would bump my head everywhere. Mm-hmm. Pissed off.
Yeah.
I'm fine how God made me.
All disoriented.
All disoriented. And so as far as the Mandela effect goes, it's definitely there's something there. All these people's memories can't be this jagged up.
Right.
The first excuse they ever gave us, the mainstream, was that you're just remembering it wrong. Someone's like, oh, scientists say. I love that shit. Researchers from Caltech. Okay, how do you observe the Mandela effect? You just like, no, it's actually, Baron Steinbears. You didn't remember that. You remembered it incorrectly.
One of the things that I think really lends to the credibility is how much you can find on Reddit about it.
Yeah.
It means even Redditors think this is a real thing.
Yeah.
And those are the first people to tell you that the official narrative is reality, and if you think anything else, you're a madman.
Yeah.
And we're going to put you in the asylums when they open back up again.
Yep. joke's on you. You're going in the asylum's weirdos.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what I think. I just think it's something to do with the simulated environment, or God just changing some shit up. Maybe that's how you get woke up.
Seeing those things?
Yeah,
maybe. Noticing those things?
You know, you sleepwalk through life. So that's like one of those things where if you're trying to be awakened, enlightened, whatever, you need to come to those conclusions and be like, something's wrong here. It's how you, escape a cage you can't discover. You discover it's a cage. You know, think of like the Truman Show when he, you know, finally realizes he's just going to sail through all this bullshit and reaches the edge. You got to just come to that conclusion. I don't know what happens after that. I have no idea because I'm just swinging in the dark.
Right. It brings us back to a question we've asked before. What is the nature of reality?
If any of you know the answer to that, our email address is thegmshow@mail.com. Now, I think we've said our piece on the Mandela Effect.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear other people's thoughts on it. Maybe we'll revisit it later down the line. Because I think we're going to revisit orphan trains and foundlings and things like that in the future too. Is new information, more information. Maybe we'll get some good guests to come on and talk about it.
That would be really cool.
I'd love to rehash anything with somebody and talk about it a little bit more in depth and have some fun and tell some jokes. And so I'm powering down the Schizo Zone. And Carrie Berry, can you lead us into a commercial?
We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
Good morning, babe.
Good morning, sweetheart. Would you like some coffee?
Of course. Can't say good morning without a coffee and a smoke, but normally our coffee's weak and tastes like ass.
Well, I thought we'd try something new. Here, have a sip.
Holy shit! That's delicious.
It's Beyond the Ice Wall coffee.
My heart is racing, too.
That's the methamphetamine working.
It's got meth in it?
It'll keep you moving throughout the day, no matter the conditions or workload.
I'll say, I feel invincible on this stuff. Holy shit.
Like all Argentinian coffee, it's very finely ground, lightly roasted, and instead of sugar, Beyond the Ice Wall coffee adds a very special ingredient. Meth.
I can feel my hair growing. Fuck.
That's liquid motivation in that cup.
Damn right, honey. I gotta get the fuck out of here and go do something.
Bye, sweetie. Well, I guess Beyond the Ice Wall coffee is a hit with my husband. Rush out and buy a can now. Available at any reputable grocery store.
Beyond the Ice Wall coffee, because your old brand is weak and tastes like ass. Hey there, folks. It's me, Ted, from The Good Morning Show. And I'm here with another tip from Ted. I'd like to talk about instruction manuals and when to use them. That would be never. Come on now, folks. It's not like when our dads and our grandfathers were around. Things aren't made in America anymore. They're made overseas in China. So every time you read those instructions and adhere to them when you're building something from over there, you're listening to a chink. Think about that. I know I don't like that idea. I like to consider myself a step above insects, if you know what I mean. So when it comes to instruction manuals, I do this little simple tip. I lay everything out and look at a picture online. My white American brain can figure it out. Come on now, I got the tools. And if it doesn't go together like in that gay little manual, get creative. Grab some blocking, some long-ass deck screws, maybe some clamps, and go to town. You'll have that sucker together in no time. Well, that's another tip from Ted. Well, Carrie Berry, it's that time again. Gotta go.
We hate to go, you guys.
Yeah, we gotta go over to the mother-in-law's.
That's right. Good times.
If I don't return, I love you guys.
Thank you so much for joining us today for another episode of The Good Morning Show, you guys. We hope you come back again next week.
Goodbye. Love you.
Love you. Goodbye.